What is change? How do we know we have changed? Hello, everyone, and welcome to the GMP, or Genetically Modified, podcast. And today we're going to answer how evolution is changing. I'm Adie.
I'm Darion.
And I'm Jace.
So let's start off with this. What is evolution, guys?
Evolution is when an animal changes over time to fit their environment in some way.
In some ways, evolution can take away an important feature if it is not really needed, like dogs having retractable claws.
It takes a long time, but does happen, and is often minor, but is necessary for their survival.
But what is some proof that evolution exists?
Well, Charles Darwin studied animals on an island. One of the animals that changed was a finch. He saw that they separated and split into different groups. One had a long beak for collecting worms and soft seeds, and the other one had short beaks for cracking hard seeds. And he realized that evolution is why we have so many different species today.
This is an example of evolution and how it works.
So evolution is when a species or organism changes over time to adapt to its environment.
But how does evolution tie in with natural and artificial selection?
Before we discuss how it ties in, let's talk about what natural and artificial selection are and how they are similar and different.
The difference is that natural selection is happening naturally and at random. Artificial selection is modified by humans to get a certain trait or characteristic.
They are similar because they both are occurrences that determine the trait or gene that is given to the organism.
Natural selection will be changed by artificial selection, and we could change a species entirely by genetically modifying organisms.
In a matter of generations, our world can change entirely.
Artificial selection is happening to the plants that we eat and the animals we raise. We are already making plants with pesticides within them instead of spraying them. They are even trying to change our DNA to fight off diseases like cancer.
64 countries around the world require genetically modified food to be labeled.
So artificial selection is happening with things like domesticated animals, which causes us to own animals that we could never own before, like foxes.
Right. Artificial selection can have its pros, like it will allow a needed trait to be produced and quickly and effectively, and it creates the potential for added profitability. It can be used in every industry for healthier foods.
Darn, can you tell us the cons?
It lessens the amount of variations that exist in the gene pool, and the quality of life is often reduced through artificial selection, and choices is selective to the person or group that is performing the selective breeding. Doing this can impact us in so many ways.
One impact is with rich and poor people. There's already a big gap in between them.
With natural selection being so expensive, it would just make the gap bigger between rich and poor people. Natural evolution can also be impacted by natural selection.
This can happen because evolution is natural, and when it is changed, evolution grows way faster when people mess with it.
For example, did you know up to 92% of U.S. corn is genetically engineered, along with 94% of cotton and 94% of soybeans?
We are making changes faster and faster with each generation that passes.
The outcomes can differ, and we already talked about the pros and cons, but how can this help us or hinder us?
With every change in the plant, we can create better and more of that crop, and it gets better until you have the perfect plant.
So if we were to modify humans to be better and better, what happens to everyone else?
For example, dwarfism.
And if we were to eliminate dwarfism, there would be no diversity, and diversity is what makes economies.
To many of the same thing can get boring, and you will be unsatisfied after a while.
But it also comes with opportunities.
We can abolish things like cancer and create mosquitoes with no diseases.
It would be a step toward a goal we have been trying to achieve for decades.
But this doesn't change the fact that this could completely change our world, and that there's no going back.
So we know what evolution is, and it can severely change the way we live.
It is exciting to think that we can create food that is healthier and better for us.
The fact that we can also get rid of diseases with this is what makes us want to go through with this. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
We want you to think about how genetically modified organisms can affect evolution.
It is a debate that we want your opinion on.
Thank you for listening, and have a great day.